Here are five edge rushers to note in the 2015 NFL Draft. Shane Ray. After playing behind Coney Ealy and Michael Sam at Missouri for 2 years, Ray was made a starter in his junior season, and he exploded. He had 22.5 tackles for loss and 14.5 sacks at 6'2 and 249 pounds. He can rush the passer standing up from a 3-4 scheme or with his hand in the dirt out of a 4-3. Some draft experts say he has the best first step off the snap of any defensive player in the draft. Dante Fowler Jr. Fowler heads into the NFL as one of the top-rated 4-3 defensive ends in the draft class. After playing DN with his hand in the dirt as a sophomore, he played standing up as a junior and excelled at both roles. A playmaker no matter where he lines up, Fowler is expected to be off the board in the top 10 picks. Vic Beasley, a 5-year senior at Clemson, Beasley starred his last years with the Tigers and finished his career with more than 50 tackles for loss and 33 sacks. Some independent scouts consider him more of a stand-up rusher and linebacker. Beasley knows how to get after the quarterback. A great combine performance might have vaulted him into top 10 consideration. Randy Gregory. After spending 2 years at a community college, Gregory played 2 years at Nebraska and finished with 17.5 sacks and 29 tackles for loss. At just under 6'5 and 235 pounds, most draft analysts see him as a linebacker in the NFL. In college, he was known for rushing the passer and his high-end athleticism. Bud Dupree. A starter for 36 of his 47 games while at Kentucky, Alvin Bud Dupree helped guide his high school basketball team to a state championship in addition to playing football. At Kentucky, he played with his hand in the dirt until his senior year when he began to play some linebacker and was given the chance to cover in space. A great athlete, he projects as either a 4-3 defensive end or a 3-4 outside linebacker.